The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other, and you will find them in Torquay Road in Grovedale, which is where Neildy went to their wonderful little factory room, showroom setup. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely, it is, Kingy. And as we know, when you can, if you can support Geelong businesses and the ones that support us here at K-Rock Footy, take the opportunity to do so. They're great people. They get behind a locally owned business in K-Rock. So when you can, get out there.
Absolutely.
Great service. Great product.
Right. You're looking after the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. You had two head-to-heads that you were keeping an eye on this afternoon. Talk us through them and how you saw them fall.
Well, the first one we were looking at was Tom Stewart's impact on the game versus Alir Alir. Similar players like the intercept mark like to set up some attacking moves out of their own back 50. Today, Tom Stewart, terrific. He continues to be just an awesome player. Reads the game well, floats across either. Sometimes will spoil, sometimes will mark the footy, and then a lot of attacks start with him. Alir Alir down the other end of the ground. He wasn't allowed to do that today for the most part. Geelong did a really good job of making sure the player that was he was marking became the inside 50 target, and that was a terrific work. A lot of the times that was Rowan, sometimes it was Dangerfield. Yeah, so in that battle, head-to-head there, that clearly went to Tom Stewart. The other one was we wanted to have a look at Ollie Wines because he's had a great month for Port Adelaide in their four wins. He's been doing a number on everybody in the contested ball area. It was an interesting tactical battle there. Every quarter, Tom Atkins started on him for about the first 8 to 10 minutes. Then it was Dangerfield had a go, then Selwood, then Guthrie. Overall, Ollie Wines played pretty well as an individual, but you're part of a group. Geelong's midfield, they're the ones that are around the contest most of the time. I think, Ben, you told us it was plus 20 for the Cats in contested ball. So that alone, Tom, indicates
30
that
nearly.
Plus 30. Well, okay. That alone indicates that if you're going to go head-to-head with a midfield, and you beat the team by that much, it's got to be a win to the Cats.
Thank you for that, Neildy. Good work as always for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Benny, you got some key numbers from out of the afternoon, please, for Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982.
Yeah, look, the Cats won every stat bar marks. So they had 16 more disposals, they had 29 more contested possessions, they had 14 more inside 50s, they had 11 more clearances, they had 5 more tackles, and they had more scoring shots than the opposition. So it was pretty comprehensive from Geelong in the end. Cam Guthrie had 38. That'd be up sort of in personal best areas, wouldn't I? Would have thought nearly for Cam Guthrie. Stewart, 27. Parfitt played well, 25. We've spoken about him taking the next step. He also led the Cats in tackles with 8. Cameron, 24 possessions, kicked 3 goals, 1. Close, a good game. He's a good player, Close. He had a bad day last week, but he bounced back this week. He kicked 1 goal, 1, 4 tackles and 22 touches. He was really good. Tui's having a good season, really consistent season, 21. Duncan off halfback, 19. Probably not as productive as he has been, but he did have some good moments. Isaac Smith always runs hard, 19. I thought Tom Atkins was really solid. He's not the most sort of sexy player, but he does some stuff that others don't do, and he likes getting down in the trenches. He had 19 touches, 15 of those hit the target. Blitzarv's in the ruck. I just wonder, I know it's probably easy to say down here, but good win over the Giants, good win today. Stanley's not in the ruck, Blitzarv's in the ruck. I wonder whether they have to maybe bite the bullet and go with Blitzarves as a full-time ruckman. It's something at least to think about, given that their two of their best performances in the last 3 weeks have come without Stanley. That could be completely coincidence, but there may be something to it. De Koning was really good again. Hopefully gets a Rising Star nomination. Hawkins kicked 2-2. Not his best day, but he certainly contributed. Good battle with Cleary, actually. Cleary did quite well. And the other, obviously, of note was Stengel. 3 goals. He's having a fantastic season for the Cats. For Port, Houston had 30. A few of those kick-outs from fullback, but still played well. Wines just never stopped. Stop trying, 29. Boak, another one that never stops trying, 25. Thought Butters was good, really good player, Butters. He's going to be still pretty young in his career, Zach Butters. He was playing today just his 58th game of AFL footy. He's really creative, 24. Dumont, the former Roo, 23. Eamon, 23. Rosie, 22. And the other one, obviously, was Farrell had kicked 2 goals, as did Robbie Gray, 14 touches. But in the end, the Cats just really, even in the first half, they had the better of the stats. They didn't have the better of them on the scoreboard. Finally, that wheel turned, and they were able to get hold of Port and win by 35 points.
Good work by you. Thank you for that. Benny, Jace, you were down in the rooms. Chris Scott gave us a bit of an update, so it looks like a minor calf issue for Paddy Dangerfield, but hopefully nothing too significant.
Well, there was no ice on it at any stage, so, it must be a minor calf.
Yep. chance to get him off the ground. Got grime eyes into the game.
I think so. Yeah, I think, especially being ill during the week and, you know, he had a bit of a go at it. So I think, I think there's no problems there.
Good work, Jace. Thanks to St John of God, your emergency specialist, open 24/7 Myer Street in Geelong. Neildy, for Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts, your Steamatic standout this afternoon.
Well, I thought the standout player on the ground was Cam Guthrie King. And he did get a lot of the footy, but it was on the back. His work rate was unbelievable. And we mentioned to Chris Scott early the intent by the Geelong players just to be around the ball, to outnumber, to work out. His ability to get from contest to contest was the reason he ended up with so much of the footy. So a great day by Cam Guthrie.
Cam Guthrie, 38 possessions, second best of his career. His best good. 43 on Easter Monday last year against the Hawks. So pretty impressive from Cam Guthrie.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.